Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining us today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection will be on select verses of Psalm 106. Praise the Lord! O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty deeds of the Lord, or declare all His praise? Blessed are they who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you save them, that I may look upon the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. Both we and our fathers have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedness. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, did not consider your wondrous works. They did not remember the abundance of your steadfast love, but rebelled by the sea, at the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make known his mighty power. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it became dry, and he led them through the deep as through a desert. So he saved them from the hand of the foe and redeemed them from the power of the enemy. And the waters covered their adversaries, not one of them was left. Then they believed his words. They sang his praise. But they soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. Therefore he said he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them. Then they despised the pleasant land, having no faith in his promise. They murmured in their tents and did not obey the voice of the Lord. They provoked the Lord to anger with their deeds. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he abhorred his heritage. He gave them into the hand of the nations, so that those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their power. Many times he delivered them, but they were rebellious in their purposes, and were brought low through their iniquity. Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress when he heard their cry. For their sake he remembered his covenant, and relented according to the abundance of his steadfast love. He caused them to be pitied by all those who held them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. What a vicious circle God's people seem to be stuck in. We thank him for all the good things he has done for us, and in the very next moment we are rebelling against his will by being lured into the things of the world, complaining that we don't have enough of whatever it is we desire. Money, status, power, material goods, and then we repent, beg God to forgive us, which he mercifully does. And then again, we fall back into worshiping the idols we have set up for ourselves, like perhaps choosing to attend a concert rather than the new Bible study that was formed at church, planning an extravagant dinner party to impress the boss rather than taking a warm meal to the elderly widower next door who we know is lonely, or perhaps spending a lot of money on a handbag or a computer game rather than giving an extra financial offering to our church to support the purchase of Bibles in another country where they have none. Instead of keeping the promises of the one true God our focus in life, we believe the promises of the world and let false idols be part of our daily lives. Then, feeling miserable, we ask God to forgive us again, and he does. It makes me think of a family story from several years ago. My husband and I had decided to take our kids on a skiing holiday in the Rocky Mountains, where our sister, niece, and nephew would also join us for some fun in the snow. The first day was beautiful, snow glistening from the branches of evergreens, and the air cold enough we could see our breath. We skied carefully and joyfully, run after run, successfully, until dusk loomed near, and we had to quit for the day. On the second day, we all rode the lift up the mountain together, congregated at the top, and then, when all seven of us were gathered, our daughter raised her ski pole and called out, "Let's rock this mountain!" And she started down the run, when she immediately wiped out and landed ungraciously on her backside. We all, including our daughter, laughed hysterically at the sight of her flat out in the snow, one ski missing and snow covering her long red hair, and at her premature exuberance and overconfidence. But isn't that how we all are when it comes to following Christ? Confident at the start of each new day that we will be strong in our faith, following the Lord's will in all our daily routines, doing all the wonderful things God would want us to do, avoiding all the temptations to go against His commands, thinking only good thoughts about all the people we see during the day. Well, as that old saying goes, dream on. We are just like the sinful Israelites who rebelled against God and chose to put their trust in idols instead, who have been saved over and over again by God, not because they, or today we, eventually come to our senses and cry out to God for forgiveness of all the nasty deeds and thoughts we have committed, but we are saved because God loves us that much that He will forgive us every single time we humble ourselves to repent of our sins and start again each new day in thanksgiving to Him for all He has done for us, for all people. The prophet Jeremiah explains it well in Jeremiah chapter 31, when he writes that the Lord promised a new covenant with all believers, saying, "I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more." Because God our Father wrote His law on the heart of all of us believers, we can be sure that the Holy Spirit is actively working in each of us, moving us to start each day with the faith, hope, and confidence that today we will strive to live according to God's holy will, love our neighbors, help our families, proclaim the truth of the gospel to all who will hear. We can confidently start our day with a shout of, "Let's rock this mountain!" And when we stumble and fall into sin, and we all will stumble and fall sometimes, nevertheless, the Holy Spirit will lead our hearts to repentance, and the Lord, because He loves us, will hear our prayers, rescue us, and graciously forgive us and surround us with the comfort of His almighty presence and everlasting peace, so that we can continually and with joyful hearts, like our psalmist today, praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. We pray. Dear God, our Lord and Savior, we thank You for Your unending love and goodness to us, as we struggle many days to remember Your promises to rescue us from all our sins and sorrows. In Your grace and mercy, help us to begin each day fresh in the hope and certain assurance of Your love and forgiveness. Amen.
Oh.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.